Earlier this week, voters approved a renewal levy for Miamisburg City Schools, but did not pass an additional emergency levy that the district says it badly needs. As it stands now, it faces a $4.5 million shortfall. Marsha Watts is the assistant superintendent.
Revenues are down in our district. The value of houses and property taxes is down just like it is everywhere. Our revenues from the state are down, and, you know, the state has its own financial crisis going on.
Watts says the school district will try to put another levy on the May ballot. Their meeting tonight will decide how much money to ask for from voters. Watts says she hopes it will be the same amount, just over $6.5 million. Otherwise, she says, the district is facing major budget cuts and the possibility that 100 people will lose their jobs.
And so, you know, you would have to take a look at all programming, basically K-12. You'd look at every section, everything from transportation to student programming. We're in the business of educating kids, so you try to have the least impact on students. But honestly, at that dollar amount, that will impact classroom teachers.
Watts says she's optimistic voters will approve the funding should it end up on the May ballot. The meeting is open to the public and takes place tonight at the Neff Elementary Building in Miamisburg. For WYSO, I'm Emily McCord.